Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We got a lot of stuff to do today. I'm actually getting ready to take a little vacation, believe it or not. You know, I work so hard on this show, week in and week out. Even I deserve a break every now and then. So I'm going to take one. And then I'm going to come back and go diving. Yes, lobster diving, to be specific. But before I do that, I'm going to take a little family time, go to Myrtle Beach. Who knows if I'll do any diving. I might do some snorkeling. I don't know if there's any diving, really, in that part of the country. You think, Bill?
I think it would be easy enough to find out. I'll bet you there's some dive shops in Myrtle Beach.
Well, maybe. We'll see. You know, we're going to go over there for a few days, hang out, and then I'm going to come back and do some lobster diving down in South Florida and do some other stuff. But before we get into that, as far as some of the things that I'm looking forward to in my lobster diving adventure, we have to check in with some of our mermaids today, because there was an article that came out, or at least it was brought to my attention this week, that NOAA put out a thing on their website questioning the legitimacy or the existence of mermaids. Now, anybody who's listened to Scuba Radio for the last 15 years knows for a fact that mermaids do indeed exist. If you've seen us out at any of the events, we have mermaids in tow. We have Scuba Radio mermaids that travel with us. We don't leave home without them. And we're not allowed into most foreign countries and Caribbean islands, Pacific islands, without having our mermaids with us, because they don't want to see me. You know, they love having the, you know, having Scuba Radio and hosting us and having us come to our little show and stuff. But if I don't have a mermaid with me, I'm pretty much turned away at customs, at most security checkpoints in the destinations that we travel to. And, you know, you can see all our mermaids at scubaradio.com, Facebook, fan page, the whole thing. But they do exist. I can't believe they put this out there. I mean, did you see this, Bill?
I did see the story, and what they said was there was no archaeological evidence. And that's where the problem comes in, because everyone knows that mermaids don't have actual bones.
They have, it's more of a cartilage kind of thing.
It's like much more of a cartilage kind of thing, and they never get themselves caught in lava flows or mudslides. They have like that sixth sense when there's doom impending. So all that NOAA really has come out and said is that we have no proof of a scientific explanation for mermaids.
All right, so the scientific minds at NOAA obviously have not listened to our show, or haven't bothered. I mean, you think we're probably...
I don't think that what we offer is archaeological proof. But that
we have photo evidence, video evidence.
That's something different. That's not what they're looking for.
They want to be able to touch it and hold it and squeeze it.
They want to be able to touch and hold and squeeze it 10,000 years ago, 10 million years ago. They want to see the evolution that started with manatees and turned into mermaids, or however it came about.
Yeah, well, okay, so you're saying the mermaids came from manatees. That's your evolutionary theory when it comes
to... It's possible. It could have gone that way.
So you're saying that some of our mermaids have had weight problems over the years?
I'm not saying that at all.
Hope not.
I'm saying that maybe some of their relatives may have been like William Howard Taft-ish.
Okay. All right, well, I don't know which ones he's referring to, but I'm going to take a guess that the first one we're going to talk to dispel this myth that they don't exist is Kelly, who is also a Brazilian swimsuit model
and
on Scuba
an
Radio.
Australian gold girl.
She's an Australian gold girl now. She's on tour in Jersey or something. Is that right, Kelly?
Yeah, that's right. Margate, New Jersey.
Margate, New Jersey, home to Lucy the elephant.
What?
Yes.
And Snooki.
We love Lucy. We just saw her. She's so cute. The biggest elephant in the world.
There's a giant building that is shaped like an elephant in Margate, New Jersey. And because, quite honestly, until the mermaids show up, there was not a damn thing to do in Margate, New Jersey.
Evidently.
Totally not. Honest. But the Australian Gold Girl showed up, and now they've got something else to distract them.
Is that the case, Kelly? Or are you...
Oh, kind of. Are you very busy here? But Lucy is so cute. Everyone also loves her, so...
Yeah, well, what, have you been rubbing Australian gold all over this giant elephant in Margate, New Jersey, or what?
Not actually in the elephant, just for the sexy guys, very muscular guys. Then we'll give a break and help them out.
You'll help.
Coming in?
That's right. You'll give the guys a break and grease them up with Australian gold. That's because what she's traveling around the country right now doing this.
What Kelly is really looking for is a man too muscular to touch his own back.
Exactly. If they cannot touch their own back, will help.
Wow.
Because there are other parts I may not be able to reach. Who knows?
Hey now. All right. So yeah, it's an interesting gig. Kelly, that you have. You've been a mermaid. You've been a Brazilian swimsuit model. Well, you still are, I guess, yeah. Kind of. And now you're working for Australian Gold, touring the country, going from beach to beach, greasing up muscle guys
in
places that they can't reach. So, it's a natural progression for these mermaids, I guess, right?
Yeah, well, now, this is something I don't understand, because today she tells me that she's greasing up muscle guys in parts they can't reach. I went to visit her in Margate, New Jersey,
right,
with the other Australian Gold Girls, and they just, and I didn't even know you could do this, they squirted Australian Gold at me from about 4 feet away and said, bye! Nice seeing ya!
That was Mace, Bill.
But... We will never do this to you. If it was Greggy, we would. But you know,
if it was Greggy, we would. See, it's kind of bad. I can actually understand Kelly now. I feel like I deserve college credit for learning a new language for this over the years. But Kelly, how are you? You're having fun, obviously, today, right?
Yeah, we are the Beach Spot show, and it's like tons of people here. Everybody's very nice. You like to be here because everyone's in swimsuits and has beautiful people here. So having a blast here.
Yeah, are you recruiting? Are you recruiting future Scuba Radio mermaids for us? Are you on the scouting patrol in that regard too?
Yes, I can help you with that. I have good taste, you know it.
Well, of course you do. I mean, you know, we picked you, so you know.
And I don't believe they exist.
You do. You know they exist.
Yeah.
Of course they
of
do.
Of course.
Now,
and in Brazil, they have the best tails.
They have the best tails in Brazil, don't they? They know how to shake them.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Totally.
And they go for that Brazilian mermaid tail cut that is always a hit with fans. Now, are you doing any snorkeling out here at all when you're on these trips at all? Are you getting in the water? Or are you just trying to look good on the beach?
Like, today is very hot, so we by the beach, we went to the water like 3 or 4 times. I'm about to go again. but I haven't had time to snorkeling or scuba dive yet.
All right. Now
I'm so scared because I don't have the best diver master in the world right here by my side. I'm so scared.
Well, I understand that. But I do know that your training is being applied to what you're doing right now with Australian Gold, because you do have a suntanning buddy or something, don't you? Is Candace there with you, too? No, what, are you like?
Yeah, Candace is right here. You want to talk to her?
Let me talk to her. All right.
I told her, be careful because he's crazy.
Okay. Hold on. Now, see, she just took the first line out of my... Hey, Candace, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Now, you know Kelly's crazy, right? Of course you do. You're hanging with her.
I know Kelly's crazy.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. See? All right. As long as she knows that much, she'll be safe. All right. Look for them in Margate in Jersey, and they might grease you up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave.
You want me to get rid of them? We're done with them.
At Explorer Ventures. And just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck, and you should.
I also have an answer for you as to whether or not there's diving in Myrtle Beach.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones.
Do you have a talkback button?
Perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see...
Your lack of faith disturbing.
Yes, I gotta have faith. Ooh, I gotta have faith. Because I gotta have faith, faith, faith. I gotta have faith, faith, faith.
Yes, it is time to continue our Mermaid Do Exist show with Mermaid Faith. Oh, yeah, she does.
You gotta have faith.
We gotta have faith. And she's on Scuba Radio. How you doing, Faith? Are you with us?
I'm good.
You're good. Good. Now, we just talked to Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model up in Jersey, and nobody can understand her. So we figured we'd go out to the left coast and see if we could talk to you and shed some light. First of all, just for the record, you have witnessed it. Mermaids do exist, right?
What?
Mermaids do exist. You're a mermaid. We've established this in the past. So, of course, they have to exist. You just go with me on this, Faith, right?
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Just that's the thing. Just agree. That's good. All right. So, we got that out of the way. Let's talk about...
That's hard.
Well, sometimes. Let's talk about some of the diving stuff going out on the left coast. You're in California. Sports Chalet is a big chain of dive operations out there in California. Stores. Big chain of dive stores. And they're doing some crazy promotion this week for July 4th. Is that right, Faith?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is it exactly? They've been doing this for the last few years, because you said you tried to participate in this last year, right, too?
Yeah, it's an annual event, kind of like a scavenger hunt hosted by Sport Chalet. They put treasure bars underwater for people to find it. If you can find it, you'll get like from $1,000 to $5,000 Sport Chalet gift card.
That is pretty remarkable. Now, I have a question. Faith, how long have you been in the United States?
A little bit over a year.
A little bit over a year. Every time we talk to Faith, she sounds more and more like she was born and raised in California and less like she's Chinese. And I will tell you, Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, is harder and harder to understand every time we talk to her. What the heck is going on?
You're just a fast learner, aren't you? And she's kind of...
I guess so.
I mean, Kelly may be devolving or something.
I'll tell you what, she answered the phone and I thought I had the wrong number because I said, she doesn't sound like she's ever even spoken Chinese, let alone be Chinese.
Well, here's the difference. Faith has said this before on Scuba Radio, that she, before she came to the United States in China, you used to listen to Scuba Radio online, right? There in China.
That's why. I've been listening to Scuba Radio.
So we have facilitated or introduction to American culture and the English language. So there you go. That explains everything.
That is actually no type of explanation.
Or maybe it just works better on the Chinese than as opposed to the Brazilian. So I don't know.
Wow.
Maybe.
I wish I can talk like that, though.
You wish you could talk like Kelly?
Yeah, her accent.
No, it's easy.
We'll just
because
put you guys together.
Hold on 1 second.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
We'll get her on the line for you. Hold on.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Ring her up. There you go.
Hello, Faith. Do you know Greg is the best scuba meister ever?
Now, wait a minute. She doesn't sound like that. Her voice doesn't crack. You are the best diver master
in
the world.
In the world.
So you just got to work on that.
Yeah, got to work on that. You can just listen to the podcast of today's show afterwards.
And that'll be enough. But Faith, all right, so they put these gold bars, throughout the coast, off the coast of California, and divers go down and find them, and then they bring them back to the shop, and then the shop will give them like a $1,000 gift card. Now, wait a minute. Isn't a gold bar worth a hell of a lot more?
You would think it's worth more, right?
With the way the economy is, gold is the best investment out there, they said. I saw that on TV once.
Oh, I know who you're listening to on the radio.
So, but I just want to know. I mean, have you seen any of these gold bars? Or what?
No.
So they give little hints out on their website,
yeah.
And they just started doing this like a couple days ago, right?
Yeah, this year's competition, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The treasure bars,
Yeah, the treasure bars, there's like six of them or something like, six or eight of them, I believe. Is that what it is?
Six of them. There are six of them. Uh-huh. One is going to be Arizona, and the rest are going to be in California.
Okay, so you're in Bakersfield, California, so... Yeah, I'm guessing you're trying to find the one that's closest to you, right off the coast there, California someplace, right?
Yep.
Do you have any idea, looking at or reading some of the hints that they put up on the Sports Chalet website, do you have an idea where you think you need to start looking already, or no?
Yes, I do.
And where would those be?
She's not going to tell us, because then if she tells us, we're going to go and swim there first, and she's not going to get the gold bar, and she's not going to win the Sports Chalet treasure hunt.
Is that
and
true,
she
Faith?
Wants to win badly.
Mm-hmm. So what you could do right now, Faith, is you could tell us where you're going to go look, or you could just totally make up some random place there off the coast of California and put everybody off on their trail. But,
ooh,
but this way
that's tricky.
But we don't know. So what are you going to do?
I have an idea where the one in Arizona be, simply because I'm not going to drive there to go look for it.
Oh, okay.
So she'll give us an idea.
That's a safe one to share. Okay, so you think you know.
Yeah, I think it's going to be in a happy lake where it has something to do with cows.
You think it's going to be in a happy lake?
Happy lake right near the Chick-fil-A. You just caught right behind the Chick-fil-A.
Where it says
and it's
eat
right
more
there
chicken.
In Happy Lake, yes.
Is that what you think?
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, so
something like that. If anyone find it and want to spare the price, let me know.
Yeah, want to share? Yeah, for giving that that little tip or extra insight into where the one in Arizona is. Faith will take 20%. I'll take 50, and you can keep the final 30 for yourself. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
I love the way Faith just goes along with everything. Yeah, you gotta love her. You gotta have it. You gotta have that faith. But all right, well, it's a cool thing. I mean, I kind of wish they would just put gold bars down there, and if you find them, you get to keep the gold. I mean, you know, I mean, this thing you have
that doesn't really get you back into the store.
Well, yeah, there's always that marketing issue, I guess, you have to work with. But, you know, maybe they put a sticker on the gold bar. Compliments of. You think? I don't know. I mean, do you think they're fairly easy to find, or they're pretty difficult? Are they hiding them or what? As far as, like, under a reef or something, like if it's off the coast of California, surely they're not just sitting there out in the sand, you think, or on top of a rock. Would they be, or do you have any idea?
They said it in the rule, said it's going to be in, what is it? I need to do the calculation, 30 feet.
Okay.
It's going to be within 30 feet. So it's relatively shallow, but then again, California water is kind of, you know, the beast, so...
It's cold.
If you know the dive site... Like,
it'd be tough to find. I understand. All right, Mermaid Faith, there you go. We got more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer. All right, so this sports chalet thing, you know, I have not been into a sports chalet store in California, but like they're one of the biggest dive chains in the country, in the U.S., and have a great reputation. This treasure hunt thing they're doing is a pretty cool idea. I mean, I, you know, people have done treasure hunts all across the country, especially around dive shows and things like that. But I'm not sure I've ever heard of anything on this scale where they actually put down six different gold bars and.
Well, they're called treasure bars, so I don't think they're actually gold.
Okay,
what, I think it's plastic? I think it's a bar that is somehow made to look gold, either spray painted or colored. It's not actual
some lead
gold.
Weights that they melted down
could
into
be easily.
A.
If you want to find out more information, go to the website, which is sportchalet.com. And I clicked on that link, so I have the clues that they've given out so far. Now, they're planning on putting them in the water on the 9th. They're not going into the water until Monday.
Oh.
But they've got some clues out already.
Right.
So I think the thing to do is to get as good of an idea as you can from the clues and then follow around all the employees when they leave the sports chalet on the 9th and just see which one goes in the water and just follow them and just pick it up right where they go.
That's one idea, unless they've already placed them.
No, no, no. They're going in the water on July 9th. That's what it says right here. All treasure bars will be underwater July 9th.
Well, I'm sure they're, you know, they have to be very top secret about this. There's like a $5,000 gift card for one of them.
Yeah, one
it's
of them.
Like $5,000, $2,000, and $1,000 gift card, something like that. It's a pretty nice little set of prizes they got.
Yeah. One of them, some of the clues, though, are not much help. There are a bunch of sets of clues, and so far they've only released four sets of clues.
And like one is like, okay, it'll be in a very wet place.
Actually, one of them is, I'm hidden in water that weighs 8.55 pounds per gallon. Thank you! Thanks, appreciate that.
I'm trying to think, is that salt water or fresh water?
One says, the capital of California is a great starting point, and 90 miles inland.
Oh, damn, I don't have a chance.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 219. With a gloved hand or otherwise, never pet a sea urchin. You might feel a little prick. Did I say that?
What's so funny?
Nothing. I just have a loony sense of humor.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio today, Nick Bird, the CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network, is with us. You on the road again, Nick?
I sure am.
You travel a lot.
Are you the pot or the kettle in this one?
Yeah, I spend a bit of time on the road as well. It got me.
It seems to me it's usually somewhere with sun, surf, and diving.
I don't tend to get a lot of sympathy when I talk about the planning, do I?
I can't imagine why, Greg.
But planning a dive trip can be a lot of work.
Oh, it's not so bad. And it's worth every minute you spend. A little planning at home can increase your safety and enjoyment when you go abroad.
But, you know, there is a lot to consider.
You can count it all on your fingers.
You think so, huh?
I know so.
All right. What's first?
Well, first, you got to choose a destination with diving compatible with your skills, interests, and budget. If you're an open water diver, don't choose a trip that does mostly technical diving. If you're interested in wrecks, don't choose a trip that focuses, well, mainly on reefs. And for sure, know how much your diving will cost you before you book your trip.
Well, okay, that sounds reasonable, but what's next?
I think a great place to start is to talk to the people at your local dive center. They can often be a great resource when it comes to dive travel planning. They often have experience in the areas that interest you, and they may even be able to make recommendations on various sites, sometimes accommodations, dive operations, the likely know restaurants, and they may even be able to point you towards travel agents or all sorts of stuff that you can do when you're not diving. Dollars to donuts, they're even planning a trip to your chosen destination right now that you may not even be aware of.
Okay, keep going.
I like to look for dive vacation packages. These will often bundle both the diving and the lodging, as well as even sometimes food and airfare.
I like finding deals, but what do I do when I find one?
I think a good place to start is to do a little research. I know that sounds kind of boring, but check some travel books and guides. Maybe even look through some dive magazines or the internet. It's good to figure out whether or not do you need things like a visa. Are there currency exchange concerns that you'll have? Are there language or custom considerations? Things like taxes and country entry and exit fees. Are there any travel advisories or health warnings in effect? Are there immunization requirements? Are there airline restrictions on equipment or weight limits? Because this can be really important if you're island hopping, since small planes can't carry much weight and often have limits. What will the diving and water conditions be like?
Oh, hold on, hold on. That felt like a lot of sub-tips you're trying to cram onto one finger.
Absolutely not. All of that information is easily found. Shoot, Dan members can get it all on the WorldQ Planner.
That benefit that comes with Dan membership, right?
Yes. It's real-time travel intelligence. You just type in your destination and everything you need to know, all of your sub-tips, if you will, comes up. Something that easy is hardly worth a second finger.
All right, I'll give you that one. You're on the pinky now.
The pinky, eh? Okay, since we're on P, how about purchase dive accident insurance before you go? Many operations actually require divers to carry it with them. Trip insurance is also really worth considering.
Careful, that's getting close to another sub-tip.
No way, it's all insurance.
Fine, you're on the second hand now.
Consider your gear requirements. If rental gear is going to be needed, check to see if your destination dive operation has what you need. If it doesn't, you'll need to rent at home and take it with you. If you're taking your own gear, make sure it's serviced and in good working order.
Gear tip, got it. Next.
Plan on decompression time. Save some for sightseeing, beach time, or other land-based activities for your last day. They're great ways to give yourself that long surface interval before you fly and see what your destination has to offer above the water.
That's a good one. What else?
We recommend making copies of your important documents and information. And this includes your passport and visa, if you have one, your certification cards, things like credit cards and bank information, and a great one is emergency numbers like the Dan Hotline.
An excellent idea. Keep going.
Make checklists to help you pack both your dive gear and your non-diving items.
And
what?
And no sub tip for that one? You don't want to tell people what toiletries to put on their checklist?
I keep telling you, these are all single tips. They're just detail, that's all.
Semantics, right. Okay, what's next?
If necessary, take a refresher course. Brush up those skills before you go, not when you go.
Ha ha! I knew it! It couldn't be done! I'm out of fingers. We're on toes now.
And I'm done.
What?
I'm done.
That's it?
That's it.
No more tips?
Those should just about cover it.
No more sub-tips.
There weren't any sub-tips.
You're not even going to tell me to have fun?
That would be an on-site tip.
Yeah, okay. A tip for another day. A little bit of planning before you take a trip can increase both your safety and fun factor when you get there. It helps you to know what to expect and how to prepare for what you'll encounter. And knowing you're properly prepared will help you relax and enjoy the experience. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we are back. Now, I'm getting ready to take a little family break. I'm going to Myrtle Beach, believe it or not. And I'm going to hang out there for a few days, but we got plenty of show to cover in the meantime. And I'm getting ready to do some lobstering as soon as I get back, because Florida spiny lobster season opens up here at the end of July. And I'm kind of getting all my my gear out, getting it all checked out and everything, so we'll be good to go. Now, Bill, you were saying that you had you've heard from somebody that said there is some diving I might want to check out while I'm in Myrtle Beach.
Well, here's the thing. There is a lot of diving in Myrtle Beach, including a lot of wreck dives.
Okay.
There are some Civil War era ships.
So it's kind of like, let's see. Well, it's Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So North Carolina, you got the big wrecks. It extends down to South Carolina.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
You got a paddle wheeler from the Civil War. Mm-hmm. You've got a sunken tugboat and a military ship. And you've got two merchant ships that crashed into each other.
Interesting.
The Hebe and the St. Cathan.
So this is all in Myrtle Beach?
All diving from Myrtle Beach, absolutely right.
So I got to throw my dive gear in the truck.
I think
now,
you
too.
Have to. Dang, I think you've got to do it.
I was planning on going traveling light for this little adventure. I may not be able to do that. All right, well, I don't know. When I get out there, I guess I'll have to stop into some of the local dive stores. I don't know what we have planned. I haven't been to Myrtle Beach in a long, long time. I used to go there when I was a kid. We lived in Cincinnati, Ohio, and we'd drive down there every summer and camp and go crabbing. We'd catch crabs, and then we'd actually go fishing. Hey, thank you. I'll be here all. Well, I'll be here for another, just over an hour.
Holy cow!
Yeah, but all right. So I can do some of these wreck dives. I'll look into that, and we'll make sure we can do that. All right. Well, let's run to the phones. Here we got Dennis on line two. Dennis, how are you? Welcome to Scuba Radio.
Good afternoon, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm good. Oh, wait, is this Dennis that's going to be on the liveaboard trip? Or no?
This is the same one. Oh, yes.
Okay.
The one and the same.
Right. Dennis, how are you, my friend? So, yeah, he's going to be on our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in October. And, yeah, you sent me an email earlier this week that said you're heading down to Key West.
I've got to come down to Miami, right? And I figured if I'm going to fly that way, why not go to Key West and get a day of diving in before I have to actually work?
Why not head all the way down and take lessons from the Lobster Slayer? Is that what you're inferring here? See if that's available?
Well, lobster season does open August 6th, and I'm going to be down there August 12th. And so just checking to see if you're available, interested in doing like a double dip on the Vandenberg and then follow it up with some lobstering or something.
Okay, well, let me see how that works out.
Hold on. Don't you have to check and see if they do any diving down in Key West?
What are you talking about?
Well, you didn't know if they dove at Myrtle Beach.
Well, no, I'm just not familiar with what...
It's like 20 dive shops in Myrtle Beach.
Well, no, I figured there was diving. I just didn't know what type of diving it was because I haven't been there to go diving. I've been to Key West.
Well,
I know what they got.
One of your... Mike Eng from, wasn't he with Scuba Diving Magazine? I think he's now part owner of Seduction Dive Center down in Key West.
Yeah, well...
They actually have one of Captain Slate's old boats, the Starfish Enterprise is one of their boats they use.
That's true. Actually, you know what? He just set up one of his dive boats, I heard, to run on biodiesel from the local restaurants or something. Like they pump it full of French fry oil, and that's what they run the dive boats on. I don't know. I got to find out what that's all about. But
find out firsthand.
Well, maybe. I mean, they got plenty of restaurants down there in the Keys where you take advantage of that. All right. Well, let me think about that. See if that'll work in the dive schedule.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Before Superman, before the Lone Ranger, before Bruce Wayne, came the Cape Crusader, naked scuba boy, naked scuba boy, you roam the earth.
Well, you know, a Spider-Man got a reboot this week. I saw it. It was great, by the way. But where's Naked Scuba Boys movie? Come on. Let's get with the program there, Hollywood. Naked Scuba Boy. He was before all those superheroes. Batman, Spider-Man, Superman. And it would make a great film. Granted, it would probably be rated R or NC-17. But we need that for the diving community. Barry is on Scuba Radio. Barry, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Mr. Greg and Mr. Bill?
Yeah, we're both swell. Now, Barry, I know you're getting ready to get ready for lobster season as well, right?
That's right. Actually, I am currently on the boat right now getting it ready for you.
Okay, so you're prepping the vessel, emptying it, making sure the wheel wells have fresh water in them for all the lobster we're going to stuff full of them with.
No, you put a lobster in fresh water, you watch how fast it flips over and dies.
Yeah, well, okay, salt water, I guess. Well, I don't know. Whatever. What, you put the appropriate water in there for them. But
the appropriate water will be in there, and, of course, your cooler will be set aside with all the drinks you require.
Yes, I might need an energy drink or two. So I'm properly hydrated and fired up for these things. So are you excited for lobster season this year or what?
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be really nice. The weather's been really nice out here. It's hot. The water's warm. And then Tropical Storm Debbie, nothing is cooking out there. So I think it's going to be nice.
Yes. And yeah, July 22nd, down there at the Aquatic Center, they're doing a revive your dive thing that you ought to go to, Barry. I might head out there and watch those.
That was as polite of a way of saying, Barry, I've seen you dive in the past and you really stink. So,
no.
You know, going to the revive your dive is probably a good idea.
It'd be a social event. That's what it's all about. That's all I'm saying. And that's why I would go. I mean, I'd just go to say hi to the divers. Folks from Dan are going to be there, the whole thing. But you know where that is, the Aquatic Center right there on A1A in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, I know where
right?
it is.
It's near your base of operations, right, Barry?
Oh, yeah. It would be a nice thing to do.
All right.
Come on down, and we'll take care of you.
All right. Well, we'll make it happen for sure. All right. Now, let's go to Grenada. What do you say?
Because
it was a year ago.
I'm packed. Hold on. I got my bag.
It was a year ago this week.
All right. I'm ready.
Declared my independence from bubbles in Grenada with Peter and Galinda from Aquanauts Grenada, and Peter's on the line with us right now. Peter, how are you?
Hello, Greg, and all the listeners. How are you all doing?
We're good. We're good. Now, Barry's ready to go to, our name is Barry. I'm sure he is, too. But Bill is ready to go to Grenada and maybe do this rebreather thing. Do we got room for him, or should we leave him back here when we come out there next time, Peter?
Oh, my goodness. Bill is ready to leave the studio. I'm so impressed. I mean, I just met him at the rebreather forum because until then I thought, you know, this is just some imaginary thing. But he does exist. I know. Yeah, why not? Get him out of there. You know, give him some real diving.
You know, it sounds like a nice thought, but I'm sure it'll never happen. Just because we're not nice that way. But yeah, you did. You are one of the few people who've been able to
independently confirm my existence.
Exactly. So Bill, the producer, does indeed exist. They proved it once and for all. But how are things in Grenada right now? You still doing your rebreather classes and that's going full bore or what?
Oh yes, it's getting busier and busier as people learn more about rebreathers, and you know, the curiosity for sure is there, as you've seen at the rebreather forum. You know, what an event, how great that was. And there is more people coming. We just have two in-house that are preparing to take the class, and it's busy throughout the summer.
Yeah, well, do you have some people there this week doing the rebreather thing and declaring their independence from bubbles like we did last year at this time, or what?
Yes, exactly. Two people came over from rainy Great Britain, and they want to declare their independence from bubbles as well.
Okay, they were from Great Britain, so they probably weren't in the same frame of mind as declaring their independence as much, maybe. They probably didn't want to jump on that bandwagon.
It's a worldwide movement.
It is. Okay, what the heck? We started a trend, and it doesn't matter if it's from the mother country or not, but that's fine. But, all right, so what about the conditions? Have you had any storms or any issues to deal with, or the diving there in Grenada perfect right now?
It's just great. I mean, as everybody heard already, you know, there isn't really much of a hurricane season happening, and that's, you know, knock on wood that this stays like this for everybody, because nobody really needs that. I can tell by my own experience. And no, weather's been great, water's nice and warm, you know, it doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah, well, we got to get down there, and you know, it's been too long. I can't believe an entire year's gone by and we haven't really got back to do much diving other than that one trip we were there. I don't know, we got certified in July, and then we came back, what, like 2 months later, I believe. It was like September, October. So we're due. We got to come back and do some more rebreather diving. I got some more...
you have to catch up.
I got some people that want to come over to Grenada, and Bill's raising his hand, but I was really thinking of Mermaid Faith.
Me!
And Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. There's like a 10-person list.
One of them can't be bothered to learn English.
That's not a preference.
And one of them's here on a student visa. I don't think they can leave the country. It's got to have to be me.
Well, I would let Peter pick. What would you rather have, a Brazilian swimsuit model or Bill? What do you think, Peter?
You know, I really don't want to hurt his feelings.
So we'll take that as a no. That's a no. Sorry, Bill. I was very diplomatic about it. AquanautsGrenada.com is the website to go to where you can actually learn this whole rebreather thing, or just go to Grenada and do some great, just amazing diving. And maybe you'll take Bill, since we won't, evidently. You have nothing to say, do you?
I don't know if I can make my situation any better or not.
No, it's good just to say.
Greggy, you are the best diver master ever.
Hour two on deck. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.